Well, hi everybody, and here we are with the astrology forecast for the month of October. So, it might be obvious from the beginning of October that a romantic dream is really not going to match up to the reality. The longing of Neptune lies on one side of us, with a very pedantic and critical Juno on the other side of us. So, it may be really difficult to sort through all of the confusing issues and get to the bottom of things. Or maybe the dream you wish for is blighted by nagging or criticism. Are things head-shakingly unbelievable? What? Or impossibly unrealistic? What? Do you feel confusion or illusion? The problem is that one side of us could be fixating on minute detail or realism, whilst the other person just wants to indulge in very expansive and grandiose plans. Hence, our relationships might include admonishments of such things as you are overspending, or you're overindulging, or you're in generally overdoing something or other. So that there may be on one side annoyance and criticism and nagging, and on the other side there may be a need to get away from it. Overall, it's as if this dream, this blissed out wonderful concept that we have, is somehow not meeting up to what we would like it to be. So that there's this sort of like blame, criticism environment around relating, and it can feel a little bit disillusional, or disillusioning is probably the right word. Oh dear, there we go. We have actually just come through the equinox, of course, the autumnal equinox, and entered the world of Libra. The sun rather has entered the world of Libra, and Libra is actually the sign of relating, so this is a month when generally relating is quite sort of high on the agenda. But we are in, let's face it, a Saturn-Pluto conjunction, as you know, because you've been listening to me going on about this for a while now. And nothing really is going to escape the relentless testing of these two and the evolutionary pressures to keep going, to move on, to take everything to the next step. So there's going to be a lot of loss and destruction and breakdown, followed by periods of growth and evolution into the next phase. None of us can really avoid that. What we can do is we can sort of steer it or guide it in the way that we would like it to go, so we can have some input. What we can't do is say there will be no action in our lives. What we can do is say there will be action in my life. I would like it to go in this direction. I would like to commence this, or I would like to not have that, so that you bring about your own sort of deconstruction and reconstruction according to how you feel that your relationship would benefit. Anyway, so what I described there earlier was the beginning of October, and it just gets more and more exciting after that. Can you believe it? What's happening is that all of the inner planets are getting into the act and getting very much involved with the Saturn-Pluto conjunction, and the 90 degree angle means that everything is forced into a corner, and things burst out of this corner, and a lot of it is sort of revealing. So it's like the sun is revealing things, like shining a light down into the action that might have been in the dark before. So we should be quite pleased, you know, things are coming to a head, things are getting exciting, things are starting to become clearer or what have you. But actually, I think it's more likely that things will get more agitated, people will get more feisty, that they will become more sort of like explosive perhaps. It's this time of the year, in any case, is the second most highly charged time of the year for geomagnetic activity. So during the spring equinox and during the autumn equinox, we get our most highly charged time in terms of solar wind flooding the earth with highly charged particles, which creates a lot of excitement on the electromagnetic field lines. Now, sort of that happens anyway, and this is because basically the sun's magnetic field lines sort of cross the earth ones, and the cracks open up, and so we get filled with solar wind, energetic solar wind, that we wouldn't get normally. It would normally not do that, it just bounces off us. And that kind of says a lot about the two zodiac signs concerned. So Aries and Libra, both of these signs are very feisty and ready for a battle. Now, you say that to any Libra and Sun sign and they'll go, oh, I would not. I'm the fairest and most sweetest and kindest and person in the world. But I would challenge that and say that I think Libra, like Aries, goes in for an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. If those Libra and scales aren't balanced, you will see a Libra and looking much more like an Aries person than a Libra person. Libra, when it decides it's going to tell people how it should be or make things better or improve relationship, then Libra can get quite testy and fierce. So there we go. But anyway, so we're heading into this month where we've got lots of potential excitement, and it is likely to occur in the field of our relating and relationships. Okay, so the best thing you can do with this lot is just make the best of it, is get in there and be prepared to have conversations and try to get some action going in your relationship, so that, you know, it's not happening to you, you're employing it and doing what you want with it. We've got a full moon in Aries on Sunday the 13th of October. That will be quite testy, feisty. Oh my gosh, you see what it's like around Sunday the 13th of October. I think the feathers will be flying all over the place for that one. And then we've got the new moon in Scorpio on the 28th or 29th of October, depending where you live. 28th if you live stateside, and 29th if you live in Europe. Now, the new moon in Europe is a very sort of sultry, hidden, secretive affair. So that kind of won't really knock us about much. But the full moon in Aries on the Sunday the 13th, oh my goodness, that will be a highly visible one, I think. And one great to see as well. It's always nice to see these full moons rising. They look enormous, don't they? Like a big gold penny in the sky. So it's worth looking for that, not just on the 13th, but look for it the day before as well. It rises a little earlier the day before, a little earlier than sunset. So you get quite a nice sort of darkish blue sky with this golden penny. It looks quite good. Anyway, so sorry, back to the current themes. So Brexit and Trump. I think we should see a lot of action in both camps. I don't need to be an astrologer to say that about Brexit, because as we all know, we've got this deadline looming. But the astrology says it's feisty anyway, so there we go. And in Trump, things are America, things are hotting up, of course, over there as well. And things, could things get any more divisive? As we know, we've got two sides, the Remainers and Leavers, in two camps in the UK, and over in America, we've got the Trump supporters and the Trump dislikers. And really, we should see an exacerbation of these two polarities. We should see more fighting and more kind of jousting, if you like, and people getting hot under the collar with these issues. Oh dear. So in general, quite a feisty, exciting, energetic month. To make the most out of it, then, as I've said before, do positive things in your relationship that use the energy up. The other thing you could do is, if you're looking for a relationship, then go ahead and look for one, because this is very much the energy that creates it. This is no sort of laid back, lazy, indolent cosmos. This is one hell of a active cosmos. So if you're going to meet somebody, then hey, but you know, this is the sort of energy that creates the kind of circumstances. So get online and see how that works for you. Sun in Libra is always the best time to do this, because it is the zodiac sign of relating. So it's always a good opportunity. So sounds like a lot of fun, huh? Okay, yeah. So get your hard hats out and don't forget I'm here. You know, if you want to talk through relationship issues, or you want to like get a better take on something, understand it better, feel better about it all because you understand it better, do get a hold of me and let's talk over Skype. That is fantastic. Everybody always says it's great. I think it's great too. It's always so lovely to talk to you guys and I really enjoy it. So I would love it if you did that. So thank you. Thank you. I'd love that. My name is Alison Chester Lambert. So you can find me online, Alison Chester Lambert. And I'm an astrologer. So if you don't find Alison Chester Lambert, look for Astrologer Alison Chester Lambert, but I'm sure I'll be there. And I look forward to seeing you next month. And it's been great to talk to you. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you and bye bye. Bye.